local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, we've made it to Friday, and so much to do on today's show. Glad you're here for Mobile Mornings. Let's check with Dr. Bill right after Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everybody. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident off Highway 90 between Rangeline and Halls Mill, right in front of Dick Russell's Barbecue. It's without injuries, the wreckers are on the scene. As traffic flow looks good so far from the 1065 split and traveling downtown through the George Wallison to Bankhead tunnels. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile has a great summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Get the details at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
If someone is hurting you, you can get help and protection from Penelope House, which helps victims of intimate partner violence to gain social and economic independence through shelter, counseling, advocacy, and referral to community resources in Mobile, Washington, Choctaw, and Clark counties. The center provides refuge for victims and their children when lives are in imminent danger. If you need help, call the crisis line at 251-342-8994.
The rain has moved on to our east, and Dr. Bill teasing us with a great weekend ahead. We'll get details coming up in just a couple minutes right here on Mobile Morning. 62 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions voicing his displeasure as to how he was treated at a Massachusetts college, saying, quote, "A good college that has no intellectual diversity is not a healthy place." This after more than 100 students and professors walked out on his speech Wednesday night at Amherst College. The event was hosted by the Amherst College Republicans and was only open to students and staff. Sessions was scheduled to discuss the 2016 election and issues related to the 2020 presidential election as well. About 10 minutes into his speech at the campus chapel, a person carrying a rainbow flag walked out of his address, with protesters making up some of these students and professors ultimately chanting chants like, quote, "No racist police." The former Alabama senator did step down from his AG post in November of 2018. Happening right now, a manhunt is underway for a man with ties to Alabama. Joseph Joey Wayne Barker is wanted for murder, and he is considered armed and dangerous. Barker is described as 6'1", with brown hair at the shoulder length, and known to wear that hair in a ponytail. He often wears hats as well. Authorities believe he has connections in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Florida, and Illinois. If you know of his whereabouts, you are encouraged not to confront him, but you are encouraged to call 911 or 828-464-3112. Right now, there's a $3,000 reward being offered for information leading to his arrest. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast, even if you watch what you spend. Whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield, qualifications and rules may apply.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An 18-year-old naval recruit from Mobile collapsed and died at a boot camp in Illinois. Recruit Kelsey Nobles died after a final fitness exam. She is the second Navy recruit to die at the boot camp under similar circumstances in recent months. A man wanted on assault charges has been booked into Mobile Metro Jail. 37-year-old Justin Lavrette was taken into custody just after midnight. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, Lavrette punched a victim so hard their eyeball popped out of its socket. A bill passed by the Florida Senate would make texting and driving a primary traffic offense. The bill also outlaws talking on a cell phone in school and construction zones. The Senate's version of the bill, which allows drivers to use hands-free devices, now goes to the Florida House. The mullet toss is happening today at the Floribama. It's one of the biggest beach parties of the year with live music and food and, of course, mullets being tossed across the state line. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
For nearly 17 years, Lanyap has been dedicated to bringing Mobile and Baldwin counties the most extensive news, commentary, investigative reporting, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage. When another publication decided to transform into a statewide website, we became even more committed to being your hometown newspaper by keeping check on elected officials, covering state, city, and county governments, police and fire departments, and our criminal justice system, plus features on the people who make our area special and unique. All of the things a newspaper should do. Locally owned, our management and staff live here, not 257 miles away. We report the stories that are important to you because they're important to us and to the over 80,000 readers who pick up our paper every week or read online at lanyapmobile.com. Thank you. And also our advertisers who make all of this possible. We hope we have become one of the many strands in the tapestry that is this great community, and we plan to serve you for many, many years to come, because at Lanyap, we're more than just a website.
You can beat your toughest opponent. You can beat your best time in the mile. You can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. If a train is approaching, don't risk your life trying to beat it, because beating the train is a deadly game. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
After 44 years of serving fishermen and boaters, Negus Marine and Mobile is closing their doors. But before they do that, they're giving us a chance to buy the best boat accessories at huge discounts. From props to bow lights and everything in between, Negus Marine is liquidating its inventory. Hey, this is Sean Sullivan, and I took a walk through the showroom and warehouse at Negus, and I saw shelves full of things that you and I both want and need for our boats. Go see for yourself right now. Negus Marine, 3957 Democrat. Metropolis in Mobile, open 8 to 5:30. Give them a call, 666-5890.
Good morning. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. With the first pick in the first round of the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals picked up a Heisman-winning quarterback to pair with their brand-new head coach.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray,
Last season, Murray accounted for over 5,000 yards from scrimmage while leading the Sooners to the college football playoff semifinals. With the second pick of the draft, San Francisco picked Ohio State's Nick Bosa. Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams went third to the New York Jets. And as I noted on Twitter last night, I believe he's the first young money signed player to go in the top five of the NFL draft. So Lil Wayne probably got a little bonus from that last night. Oakland surprised everyone by picking Clemson's Cleveland Farrell with the fourth pick. Tampa Bay took LSU linebacker Devin White fifth. The New York Giants got the guy they wanted at quarterback at number six, Duke's Daniel Jones. Jacksonville picked Kentucky edge rusher Josh Allen at number seven. Iowa tight end TJ Hockenson is headed to the Detroit Lions. Houston defensive tackle Ed Oliver went ninth to the Buffalo Bills. Steelers traded up to number 10 to select Michigan linebacker Devin Bush. And at number 11, the Cincinnati Bengals selected Alabama offensive lineman Jonah Williams. Bama had three players selected in the first round. Running back Josh Jacobs was picked 24th by the Oakland Raiders. Jacobs is the 34th first-round draft pick that is played under Alabama head coach Nick Saban. That put Saban past Joe Paterno for the most first-round draft picks all time. There were three quarterbacks taken in the first round, with Murray going first, Jones second, and Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins selected by the Redskins with the 15th pick, and Alabama State offensive tackle Titus Howard was selected 23rd by Houston. Howard's from Monroeville, Alabama, and became the first ever ASU player selected in the first round. Tonight, the second and third rounds of the draft will be held live from Nashville. In some off-the-field and off-the-stage NFL news, a local Kansas City TV station, KCTV, aired part of an 11-minute audio file in which wide receiver Tyreek Hill's fiance accused him of abusing their 3-year-old son. The Chiefs later announced that Hill's been barred indefinitely from all team activities until they know more about that recording. It surfaced one day after Johnson County District Attorney Stephen Howe said the charges would not be filed after police were called to Hill's home twice last month and investigators determined that the child had been injured. Howe said that he believed a crime had occurred, but the evidence did not clearly establish who committed it. In NBA news, the Boston Celtics announced last night that John Havlicek has died at 79. Havlicek, one of the greatest players in the history of the Celtics and the NBA, he played all 16 of his NBA seasons with Boston, winning 8 championships. He had been suffering from Parkinson's disease. In the NBA playoffs, San Antonio beat Denver 120-103, tying their first-round series at 3 games apiece. Game 7 set for tomorrow night in Denver. And in the NHL playoffs, Charlie Coyle scored 2 goals, including the game winner, as the Boston Bruins beat Columbus 3-2 in overtime of Game 1, and the St. Louis Blues won Game 1 of their series against the Dallas Stars 3-2. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center in Axton on Highway 90 between Rangeline and Hallsville, right in front of Dick Russell's Barbecue. It's without injuries. The wreckers are on the scene. They should be clearing it pretty quick. No problems coming in from the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels. Looking good so far this morning. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 620 FM Talk 106.5. Beautiful weekend ahead, says Dr. Bill. He'll fill in the details coming up around 6:35. Also, let me give you a heads up before we get into the weekend. I mean, you may be able to get this done today, but if not, go ahead and make an appointment for next week. to talk to 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk around the house, the office, storage unit, up in the attic, up that ladder stair thing with the creaky springs, whatever it is. You need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett. He and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial properties, residential properties, making junk go away for people all over our area. So make that appointment, and they'll actually give you an appointment time. Not like a spectrum, but like an actual day, an actual time when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to 1-800-GOTJUNK.com. Check them out today. 6:21, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News out of the State Democratic Party, as State Senator Vivian Davis Figures of Mobile has announced that she is running for the chairperson position, challenging Nancy Worley for that spot. You may recall the Alabama Democratic Party Executive Committee re-elected Worley as chairman last year, but the National Democratic Party ordered a new election after complaints surfaced as to how that election was conducted, saying, quote, "My leadership skills, experience in politics, and more importantly, my ability to bring people together around issues with my approach to fairness are needed to rebuild the party." That quote coming from Senator Figures. She has served in the state Senate since 1997. Tabitha Eisner of Montgomery and Dr. Will Boyd of Lauderdale County are also vying for the position. The state party has not yet set an election date at this time. Summerdale police need your help this morning searching for two people who helped themselves to merchandise at the Summerdale Dollar General and then took off, but not before one of the people tried to run over a store employee. A description of the pair is very limited, but here's what we do know. A man was behind the wheel of that vehicle, which tried to run over the store manager in the parking lot. That vehicle was last seen headed south on Highway 59. The vehicle is described as either a silver or possibly gray Equinox SUV. All this happening around 9:15 Wednesday evening. If you have information, call police 251-947-4010. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Right, 624, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly, glad to have y'all here on a Friday. A phone number, text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. All right, I want to tell you, first of all, another great event last night at Cottage Hill Package. They had a tasting with the Ghost Train Brewery people, but I saw this note here from Andrew Manis. Okay, it's not a free tasting, but I may have to get brewing in stock here at family-owned Cottage Hill Package Store. This is what they posted up on their Facebook page. Come get some Brevis and Brett Head sour IPA.
Brevis
and Brett Head.
That's awesome.
I may be a fan of the aforementioned Beavis and Butthead, so I think I have to probably check out their Brevis and Butthead. So that's in their Brevis and Butthead sour IPA is available right now. If you want to go grab a
that
bottle
is
of
awesome.
That at Cottage Hill Package.
I think I've got to now.
Of course, they have drawn the Beavis and the Brevis and Breadhead on the front of that craft beer. They've got a picture of them going, ha-ha. That's one of the thousands of great items to check out at Cottage Hill Package, be it a craft beer, a fine wine, a spirit, or one of those fantastic cigars. Thousands of them in stock in that humidor. Check them out, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at cottagehillpackage.com, and make sure to like them on Facebook where you'll see the bottle of Brevis and Butthead beer.
Probably, smart to make make a craft beer for Beavis and Butthead. Not wine. I don't think a bottle of wine with Beavis and Butthead on it would be the same as a bottle of beer.
Well, I don't know that anything that has any kind of art to it, you know, would be appreciated by Beavis and Butthead.
But Breadhead.
There they are.
That's awesome.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. Here we go. Here's one of these studies to make you feel even more tired on a Friday. New study found that people who got just 16 minutes less of sleep than usual had a tough time focusing and processing information at work the next day. 16 minutes less. Like, on average, I get about 5 hours less than I'm supposed to.
You get a cat nap. It's overnight cat nap.
Right, so I barely understand my name. According to the new study out of University of South Florida, missing out on a very small amount of sleep can wreck the entire next day. Yeah, this is one of those things. Right, I'm with you, because this is the people that when the time changes, you know, Saturday night going into Sunday morning, then they get to work Monday and they can't function. I go, come on.
Yeah. It's called no hustle. That's what that is. You got to hustle.
It's called no hustle. I love it. Researchers found that people who got just 16 minutes less sleep had the tough time focusing and processing information the next day. It was mostly true on work days when people had to do a bunch of stuff they weren't excited about. Okay, wait a second. So it wasn't present on a Saturday when they're doing what they wanted to do. On weekends, according to the research from USF, the effect was smaller. People who missed out on a few minutes of sleep didn't have as much trouble focusing on the weekend. So it says their conclusion, if you're going to stay up late, do it on the weekends.
Great conclusion.
How many tax dollars were spent for that brilliant research piece out of the University of South Florida? They're the Bulls, the USF Bulls. The Bulls.
Yeah, and everyone knows in South Florida, the average amount of sleep that a person gets is probably like 13 hours.
That's right.
They sleep a lot down there.
And that's why they're always so very focused on making sure they do something to get themselves into the news. Because Florida, man.
That's right.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 coming up. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us. Plus, we'll check in with News 5. And, of course, as we're talking about our news partners at WKRG, I've had to sit on this one for a long time, but now I guess it's public. And I tell everybody, Mel Showers going to retire next month. Coming up 50 years in Mobile broadcasting.
Wow.
Amazing tenure for an amazing man. We'll talk more about that coming up. Y'all stay close.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An 18-year-old naval recruit from Mobile collapsed and died at a boot camp in Illinois. Recruit Kelsey Nobles died after a final fitness exam. She is the second Navy recruit to die at boot camp under similar circumstances in recent months. Nobles graduated from Baker High School. The Washington County Sheriff's Office has charged two people with capital murder in the death of a missing nurse. Terry Sullivan's husband, Samuel Sullivan, was arrested at his home in Wilmer. His ex-wife was also arrested. Terry Sullivan lived in Washington County but worked at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile. Investigators believe they found her remains near a car set on fire in Grand Bay last month. Florida is on the verge of creating a new school voucher program under a bill passed in the Senate. The measure now moves to the House, where lawmakers are considering a similar bill. The Senate's bill would use taxpayer dollars to create scholarships to send students from lower-income families to private schools. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Brian Adams. Shine a light, shine a light tour. Night filled with all those hits and anthems. Brian Adams, Friday, May 10th, the Wharf Amphitheater. You don't just go to a Brian Adams concert, you're a part of it.
Everywhere I go, it's for the rock.
Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster.com, the Wharf box office, or by phone. 800-745-3000. Brian Adams returns. Friday, May 10th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Part of the C Spire Concert Series. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Remington College Mobile Campus is now enrolling students in two new programs, a database management and administration degree program and heating, ventilation, and air conditioning HVAC. The database program can be completed in as few as 21 months with an Associate of Occupational Studies degree. HVAC requires 24 months. Classes begin soon, so if you're interested, enroll now. Remington Mobile Campus, 828 Downtown or Loop West.
President Trump this morning denying reports that the U.S. agreed to pay $2 million in medical costs in 2017 before North Korea released imprisoned American student Otto Warmbier, who was in a coma there and died after returning home. The president tweeting, quote, no money was paid to North Korea for Otto Warmbier. In Boston, a Massachusetts judge and a former court officer are under indictment for allegedly showing a twice-deported, undocumented defendant the back door to help him elude an immigration agent. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling in court saying it's not about immigration.
The allegations in today's indictment involve the intentional interference with federal officers in the course of their duties. That is a crime.
A quarantine at two Los Angeles universities, UCLA and Cal State, sidelining more than 200 students and staff today. They may have been exposed to measles and either have not been vaccinated or cannot verify that they are immune. Stock futures are generally flat this hour on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Intel's first quarter earnings and revenue were a notch above what analysts had been expecting, but the chipmaker reported a 21% drop in enterprise and government revenue, and the company's full-year guidance was lower than analysts projected. Intel shares are down almost 8% pre-market. Headed to Europe today, Scandinavian airline SAS has canceled hundreds of flights globally, leaving thousands of passengers stranded after pilots in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark went on strike. Private equity investor Bill McGlashan now stands to lose tens of millions of dollars in addition to the criminal charges he's facing for his alleged role in the Varsity Blues college admissions bribery scandal. Axios reports McGlashan's former employer, TPG Capital, will deny him all vested and unvested interests in funds whose portfolio companies include Airbnb and Uber. Futures are mixed as investors look ahead to the release of a key reading on U.S. economic growth. First quarter U.S. GDP numbers are due today. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, pretty good soaker yesterday.
Yeah, over an inch of rain at the airport, 1.09, and that brings the April total to 6.31. And the normal rainfall for April is 4.79, so we're significantly above normal for the month of April. But all that weather has moved on to the east. We had a cold front move through yesterday. Still some clouds over the Florida Panhandle, a few clouds around our area. But it should clear off and become sunny today. And we're going to warm up to about 82 this afternoon with a wind out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And, of course, the humidity will be considerably lower than yesterday. Now, tonight, with clear skies, we're going to cool down quite a bit, around 52 for the low tomorrow morning. And then for the weekend, looking good with high pressure building over us. We should have sunny skies and upper 70s to near 80 for Saturday. And then on Sunday, a sunny day with a high of around 81 to 82 degrees. Now, on Sunday, a weak cold front will be moving into the northern portions of Alabama and Mississippi. Up there, they will expect some clouds and a slight chance of a shower. There's a possibility that we could see just a few scattered clouds here on Sunday, but otherwise it looks like a terrific weekend with nighttime temperatures dropping down into the 50s for Saturday night and Sunday night. Then start next week with some good weather for Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures will be in the 80s with plenty of sunshine. I don't see any rain now in the forecast. Oh, until Thursday, and even that's just a slight chance. So a nice stretch of weather.
All right, Dr. Bill. Coming up next hour, weekend weather scale, and I have big hopes for that. But I was going to check wind direction for today and tomorrow with you because mullet toss, they get started down at the Floribama today around 10 this morning. And I just always think somebody, there's a little bit of an advantage depending on where you set up for mullet toss, whether we have a northwest or what kind of wind we have. If you know that going into it, you might get an extra foot or two.
A little bit of a wind today is a north wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, it'll start out with an easterly wind, then become south as we get into the afternoon, and generally running around 10 miles per hour. So not too bad.
All right. So so you heard that. So if you're going to compete today, tomorrow in mullet toss, north wind today, and east to turning south tomorrow, that's just make sure you take that into account and help
that's
you
right.
win. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you next hour.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, mullet toss starts at 10 this morning, goes throughout the day today and into tomorrow. Of course, obviously, a big old deal along the Gulf Coast and specifically in South Baldwin County. Adults start at noon. Kids start at 10 this morning. Also, if you want to go throw a mullet, $15. You get a T-shirt with that, but $15 to throw. I'm just saying, if you kind of play the wind and see if you can, choose to go one way or another here.
That's smart. I mean, bringing analytics and weather into
it's stats, man.
Can you keep the mullet after you toss it?
I've never had anybody ask that. I have no answer.
It's $15.
Yeah, no, but the mullets though. Now a mullet is thrown. A given mullet is thrown multiple times. Like, you don't get your, like, you don't.
Reusing the mullet.
Like, early in the day, too, they're frozen, a little, and then by a couple throws in, they're starting to get pretty rank.
Well, you probably want a thawed out mullet.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's less slippery. Well,
yeah,
maybe
but
not.
At the same time, one that's frozen has less wiggle to it,
mm-hmm. and
therefore probably carries the kinetic energy for somebody. Some professor in physics can call me and argue with this, and I'll say you're right. But it seems like the motion of the mullet.
Ocean.
Yeah, so you went there. The motion of the mullet doing like the wiggle mm-hmm. as you throw it has to expend energy
yeah.
side to side versus going. Seems like the hard frozen mullet would throw better.
It's like a tight spiral versus
a
duck that's been thrown in the air.
Exactly right. So I'm sure there'll be somebody from University of South Alabama or somewhere else in physics that can hit us up on the text line and tell us if we're on to something here.
All wet.
See, you're on it today. You got 16 minutes of sleep and didn't lose
yes.
it. See, you're hitting on all cylinders.
All 16 minutes.
All right, 343-0106. That's our text line. Love to hear from you. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines and Kane with traffic next.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama
including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Again, you'll see officers are on the scene, Highway 90 between Rangeline and Hallsville. It's an accident without entries into turn lane. Also, you'll see I-10 and I-65 right at the overpass. They've got a broke-down vehicle. Officers are heading over there now to try to move out of the roadway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at Spring Hill Toyota. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Listen, this is a three-hour show. Somebody said Dolphin Island race tomorrow. We talked about that yesterday. And, of course, we'll talk about that as well. We got a lot of things going on. That is part of the mix. Of course, mullet toss today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I think Sunday to some degree. And the what looks like in the morning should be somewhat of a drag race for the Dolph Island race, the regatta. That will be tomorrow. When I say a drag race, when you get these, when the Dolphin Island race gets a north wind lining up, because you're going to go out to the middle of the bay and then race down to Allo Bay at Dolphin Island, you get that north wind. You get a northeast wind. That's a perfect drag race.
Really?
Like a north-northeast, but anything north, it's less technical sailing and more let's get her done and start rolling down.
So they're just going to be slingshot down the bay.
That's kind of the idea. And then you take that big right turn Clyde under the Dolphin Island Bridge. 642, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In Escambia County, Florida, a man under arrest and facing multiple charges after police say he punished a child in his care by repeatedly hitting that child with a shoe. Authorities say 28-year-old Marvin Morales abused the child for pouring bathwater onto the floor on purpose. He was arrested on Thursday and charged with felony child abuse after repeatedly hitting this child with a shoe. The child suffered bruises on his face, thighs, and the groin area. While you're having fun saying TGIF today, don't get caught in the Monday traffic blues and not plan accordingly for a construction project impacting a heavily traveled area of our city. Beginning next Monday, a portion of Florida Street will be closed for 3 weeks. This is between Old Shell Road and Dolphin Street in Midtown. Crews are continuing their work on a drainage project, which started last October. You'll still be able to access businesses who may be impacted by this road work. Detours will be posted. Give yourself extra time. This Saturday, you're able to safely get rid of old or unused prescription drugs at Mobile Police Headquarters. That's where you're able to drop off these unwanted prescription drugs free of charge, and you can remain anonymous. The Drug Enforcement Administration says that they cannot accept liquids nor needles or sharp objects, only pills and patches. Police Headquarters is located at 2460 Government Boulevard. Studies conclude that a majority of abuse prescription drugs are obtained from family and friends, including those obtained from the home medicine cabinet. If you'd like more information about Saturday's event, call 251-208-1924. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 844-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 3rd, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An 18-year-old naval recruit from Mobile collapsed and died at a boot camp in Illinois. Recruit Kelsey Nobles died after a final fitness exam. She is the second Navy recruit to die at the boot camp under similar circumstances in recent months. A man wanted on assault charges has been booked into Mobile Metro Jail. 37-year-old Justin Lavrette was taken into custody just after midnight. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, Lavrette punched a victim so hard their eyeball popped out of its socket. A bill passed by the Florida Senate would make texting and driving a primary traffic offense. The bill also outlaws talking on a cell phone in school and construction zones. The Senate's version of the bill, which allows drivers to use hands-free devices, now goes to the Florida House. The mullet toss is happening today at the Floribama. It's one of the biggest beach parties of the year with live music and food and, of course, mullets being tossed across the state line. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Kyler Murray goes first in the NFL draft. Three Bama players selected in the first round, and a Boston Celtics legend passes away. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. With the first pick in the first round of the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals picked up a Heisman-winning quarterback to pair with their brand-new head coach.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Murray becomes the first player ever selected in the first round of both the MLB and NFL Draft. Last year, he accounted for over 5,000 yards from scrimmage while leading the Sooners to the college football playoff semifinals. With the second pick of the draft, San Francisco picked up Ohio State's Nick Bosa. Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams went third to the New York Jets. Oakland surprised everyone by picking Clemson's Cleveland Farrell with the fourth pick. Tampa Bay took LSU linebacker Devin White fifth. The New York Giants got the guy they wanted at quarterback at number six, Duke's Daniel Jones. Jacksonville picked Kentucky edge rusher Josh Allen at number seven. Iowa tight end TJ Hawkinson is headed to the Detroit Lions. Houston defensive tackle Ed Oliver went ninth to the Buffalo Bills. The Steelers traded up to number 10 to select Michigan linebacker Devin Bush. And at number 11, the Cincinnati Bengals selected Alabama offensive lineman Jonah Williams. Alabama had three players selected in the first round. Running back Josh Jacobs was picked 24th by the Oakland Raiders. Jacobs is the 34th first-round draft pick that has played under Alabama head coach Nick Saban. That put Saban past Joe Paterno for the most first-round draft picks of all time. There were three quarterbacks taken in the first round, with Murray going first, Jones in the sixth pick, and Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins selected by the Redskins with the 15th pick. And Alabama State offensive tackle Titus Howard was selected 23rd by Houston. Howard's from Monroeville, Alabama, and became the first ever ASU player selected in the first round. Tonight, the second and third rounds of the draft, it will be held in Nashville. In some off-the-field and off-the-stage NFL news, a local Kansas City TV station, KCTV, aired part of an 11-minute audio file in which wide receiver Tyreek Hill's fiance accused him of abusing their three-year-old son. The Chiefs later announced that Hill has been barred indefinitely from all team activities until they know more about that recording. The recording surfaced one day after Johnson County District Attorney Stephen M. Howe said that charges would not be filed after police were called to Hill's home twice last month and investigators determined that the child had been injured. Howe said that he believed a crime had occurred, but the evidence did not clearly establish who committed it. In NBA news, the Boston Celtics announced last night that John Havlicek has died at the age of 79. Havlicek is one of the greatest players in the history of the Celtics and the NBA. He played all of his 16 NBA seasons in Boston, winning 8 championships. Havlicek had been suffering from Parkinson's. In the NBA playoffs, San Antonio beat Denver 120-103, tying their first-round series at 3 games apiece. And in the NHL playoffs, Charlie Coyle scored 2 goals, including the game winner, as the Boston Bruins beat Columbus 3-2 in overtime of Game 1.
Dishes across Johansson. Scores!
In the second game of the night, St. Louis beat Dallas 3-2 in Game 1 of their series. And in Major League Ball, Cincinnati beat Atlanta 4-2. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports. Brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the pits of Stowing and Recovery Traffic Center, Highway 90 between Rangeline and Hallsville. Just wrapping up that accident without injuries as we've got a good ride coming into the Eastern Shore. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fork. We've seen light traffic so far and no other wrecks in the roadways. Welcome back to Market in the Park this Saturday and running every Saturday to the end of July in downtown Mobile Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market presented by the City of Mobile Special Events Department at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast. Even if you watch what you spend, whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6:53, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Not only is it a Friday, it's also National...
Bunch of days. Hug an Australian Day.
Okay, Hug an Australian Day.
But more importantly, it's Arbor Day.
Hey, oh, yeah, Arbor Day. I'll stick with... I go find Elle McPherson and
yeah. Hug.
Okay, very good. I think that's a great day. I've had to figure out where she is so I can go celebrate.
Bindi Irwin, if you can find her, give her a hug.
Bridget Malcolm.
Uh-huh. Chris Hemsworth. I'm running out of people I know from Australia.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the supermodels out of Australia.
Yeah.
And so it's Arbor Day, so you plant trees?
Yeah.
Very good.
I guess that's what you do on Arbor Day, right?
Yeah, that's right. Don't cut them down.
It's also, I think, Pretzel Day.
Oh, yeah, it is National Pretzel Day. I saw that. Mustard or no mustard?
Mustard for me.
Yeah, and we're talking about hot pretzels.
Yes.
Yeah, like I don't do the mustard on the hard pretzels.
No.
But like the soft pretzels, like a fair mustard. Good.
Definitely, yeah. Get that ballpark pretzel thing going.
Yeah, very good. All right, 6:54, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Big news for Alabama State Parks thanks to the newly formed Alabama State Parks Foundation. This new nonprofit will raise money for all 21 parks to enhance programming, facilities, and park experiences. Dan L. Hendricks of Florence, he will serve as president of the ASPF Board of Directors. The 15-person volunteer board will consist of business people and philanthropists from across the state. On Thursday, the foundation also introduced its First Friends program and its website, saying the goal of the initiative is to build a network of supporters dedicated to building and sustaining a great statewide park system. If you have a high school student in your home and they actually, well, make it, you actually want them to earn a $5,000 scholarship, tell them to go work out. Planet Fitness has announced a new challenge to help teenagers stay in shape over the summer, beginning May 15th through September the 1st. High school students between the ages of 15 and 18 can work out as much as they want at all 1,700 plus locations throughout the U.S. and Canada as part of the Teen Summer Challenge Scholarship Sweepstakes. So here are the rules. Just visit any Planet Fitness location with your parent or legal guardian and register your teen for free for that promotion. Company is also giving away a total of $30,500 in scholarships, as more than 50 teens will be randomly selected to receive a $500 scholarship, and one grand prize winner will be randomly selected to receive a $5,000 scholarship. This Saturday, the City of Mobile is inviting you to the Tire Recycling Day, hashtag One Clean Mobile, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can drop off your unused tires. There are several drop-off locations: Lincoln Park, Kid Park, Trinity Gardens Park, Henry Aaron Park, and Spring Hill Recreation Center. You may drop off unused tires for free, but you must be a City of Mobile resident. Bring your photo ID. No business drop-offs. 36-inch tires or under are accepted. No rims are accepted. That's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. this Saturday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. What are we going to do with all those rims? You get rid of the tires, but not the rims. And they'll get rid of it and most likely recycle it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really cool things they can do. You know, we were talking about recycling yesterday with Brendan Kirby from Fox 10. They do a lot of things with tires, chopping them up and making different kind of asphalts and
yeah.
The looks like wood, but it's not. It's not hardy plank either, but it's another outdoor. I mean, it looks like if you're building a dock or something like that, they can use that plastic, the rubber mixed in with that. Of course, in the old days, there'd just be a, as we called it, a tar far.
Yes, tar fars.
Tar far.
I kind of like the tires when they go back to being asphalt. It just seems like that's where they belong.
It's a cycle of life.
And
they tread on the asphalt, and then they become the asphalt.
Become the asphalt. And, you know, so many players that were drafted last night probably spent some time throwing balls through tires.
It's true. So there's all kind of uses for those old tires other than tar fars.
But those are the funnest.
Oh, breathing all that black smoke, well, that's great. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. We'll check in with News 5 next.